T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Yordan drives one to center field, and this ball is crushed. Air Yordan. Now with direct flights to Hawaii, it's 3-0 Astros.
Astros lineup full strength, 10 games remaining on the season, tied for the best record in baseball. For the third straight year, all eyes are going to be on the Astros in 10 days. They're going to be going for a World Series. They've already captured the hearts of the city, John Lopez. And in over the course of that next 10 days, the Texans can either be looked at as another team that's joining the party of success with the Houston Astros, or they can be looked at as the team that, as much as things change, the more they stay the same. The Astros continue to play at a high level on the national stage when the Houston Texans tread water, flirting with that 8-8, 9-7, and then a random 11-5 season all the time. I don't like to sit there and connect, you know, the two teams, but I will say this. When you have an opportunity like the Texans have with a depleted Chargers team and then Cam Newton looking like he's probably not going to play in the next 2 weeks, it would be in your best interest in regards to interest and excitement in the city to go 3-1 and have people excited one quarter into the season instead of losing a game that you probably should win against the Chargers and being in that 2-2 range. Bill O'Brien said it himself at the Texans luncheon. They need to start doing their part.
Yes.
And you've gotten every break and every opportunity in regards to the health of the Chargers and the health of the Carolina Panthers to be able to do your part amidst yet another exciting, exciting, exciting run from the best team in town and maybe the best team in the history of this city.
Well, here's what I want to emphasize. Oftentimes when a really great, you know, era of your sports fandom happens, you really don't appreciate it fully until it's passed, right? Like Michael Jordan, you knew we're watching something incredible here.
And plus, right? It went away for a little bit, and then right. You realize you got another
so
appreciation
you appreciate
for it.
You got a second crack at it. You appreciate things in real time very rarely. A lot of times, you don't think the Braves fans are like, you know what? We really didn't appreciate all those, 11 division titles in a row?
Yeah, well, they only won one World Series.
Well, I'm getting to that. You know, or like the Cowboys in the 90s. That's a good example.
I lived it.
I mean, I don't think people really appreciated it at the time as much as they should have because the Cowboys had a winning, you know, kind of
you thought there was more to come. You thought there was going to be more than three.
The Cowboys always win, you know, et cetera. Well, now it's been 20-something years, so I don't think you really fully appreciated it in real time. What I'm getting at is this. Only 5 teams in the history of baseball have won 3 consecutive – have had 3 consecutive 100-win seasons.
Astros are 1 win away.
5 teams in the history of the game, which dates to the 1800s, have won 100 games 3 consecutive years. What I'm saying is appreciate this. If you're interested – the Philadelphia A's.
Who the hell is that? Well, is that Connie Mack?
The Philadelphia A's, 1929 to 1931. St. Louis.
Were you the bat boy for that team?
No. The St. Louis Cardinals, 1942 to 1944.
You're an usher by then.
Baltimore Orioles, 1969 to 71.
Is when your firstborn was born.
No. Atlanta Braves, 97 to 99. Now, I was around for that.
That's when you got the AARP card.
And the Yankees from 02 to 04. So the Astros are 1 win away from doing something that only 6 teams in the history of the game have done. You got to appreciate what these guys are doing. You have to. It's just very, very rare.
Just give me the identity. Since the Astros have been the best team in baseball, and they've been the best team in baseball the last 3 seasons, I'm just going to throw out the teams in town. I'm going to throw out their name at you, and I want you to just give me briefly describe their identity. The Astros.
An absolute juggernaut.
The Texans.
Almost team.
That has to change in the next 10 days.
Yeah.
Like it has to. You can't get in a situation, you can't be in a situation where we're talking about a loss to the Chargers heading into a game against Carolina where you're going back to 2-2 as the Astros begin, you know, to do what they've done the last few years. I don't think you can do it. And I want to take it a step further. Mm-hmm. If you're looking at the evaluation and you're looking at how this flat organization of the Texans is going to judge Bill O'Brien and all the other faces in that organization, I think if we're under the assumption that it's Cal McNair, who this is the first time that Cal McNair has really been the man in charge, rest in peace to Bob McNair, and Jack Easterby,
mm-hmm.
I think an Astros championship run or a World Series run amidst what they would probably consider underachieving for the Texans could add a whole new element of evaluation and add a whole new element in how they look at things. Because Bill O'Brien, when he goes up to the Texans luncheon and he himself says that they got to start doing their part, and Jack Easterby, who's never been in Houston during a World Series run, he's never experienced that. And Cal McNair has never been the shot caller during that.
Mm-hmm.
If you're having to sit there and look at more of the same with the Texans, where they look like the almost team again, and you're experiencing how much the city of Houston can be captivated by a team and how much the Astros can grab the imagination of the team, I think it's got to increase the evaluation. And if I'm Bill O'Brien, because I said that and because I'm in the situation I'm in, I think that's got to increase the pressure. I don't think this is always the case, but I think in this situation where he's openly flat out said it, because a lot of times we've talked about it and it's been like, well, the Texans have nothing to do with the Astros. But when the head coach and the GM goes up there and says that, you can tell he's aware. And when we see what the Astros are about to do and the opportunity the Texans have, if they come up short, it has to be evaluated differently.
They're all of a sudden, they're playing a different game. The stakes are higher for the Texans. Always, they'll always say, they've always said from year one, day one, we want to win a championship here. We want to win division titles. We want to be a club that this city goes crazy about. They've always said it, but the pressure to do that has been ratcheted up so much more. And rest assured, that's directly because of the success of the Astros and the Rockets. The Astros specifically, because they've won a world championship and they're probably going to make another run at one this year. What teams like to support each other in a big city like Houston, but it's kind of like a woman supports her best friend when she gets engaged. That okay. You're happy for them,
but you're jealous.
But you're also kind of jealous and mad, right? You know, and that's exactly what the Texans right now are, the bridesmaid of the three organizations, major organizations in this town. I don't feel that's unfair because they are. I mean, you know, the Rockets have played in championship series, conference championship series. The Astros have won world championships. The Texans are happy for them, but rest assured, they're also a little bit jealous and mad. And I think that's good. I think that's why the pressure has been ratcheted up.
I just, you know, when you say, when someone says, and Cal has said this before, and O'Brien has said it before, but you can say, I want to win a championship. And that sounds great. Like, you know, it sounds good to hear. But I've heard people, like, even in professionals, say, I want to do a good radio show. But they do a mediocre radio show, and they continue to do the exact same thing that they've done and not make any changes to their prep, not make any changes with the way they interact with people, not make any changes with anything, and they just continue to do the same show, and they still say, I want to do a really good radio show. If you really want to win a championship, then you have to eventually take that next step. I don't want to give you, like, the definition of insanity, but if the next step is going to be taken, it can't be more of the same. And I know it's a long season, but you've got to beat the depleted Chargers, and then you're looking 3-1 in the head. 2-2 is not good enough in the next couple weeks for the Texans, because as soon as that happens, I'm not saying people are going to tap out because this is football, but people are going to be captivated by the Astros and the realization that the Texans are the bridesmaid and the Houston Astros are that lady living with a white picket fence and multiple kids and living the dream life is going to just increase. And I don't know what it means for the evaluation of Bill O'Brien and this Texans organization, but it would be in their best interest to get to 3-1 instead of 2-2.
Not only that, but when are the Astros going to make their big run this year? October. All right, so if you're 2-2, and then you go into October with the Falcons,
You're doing this, Chiefs, and
at the Colts,
take it next level, OG.
Yeah, because let's say
you go 2-2 heading into October. Lay out what's in front of the Texans.
October 6th, you have the Falcons at home.
It's a good offense,
and the Astros are going to be in the postseason. October 13th, you're at the Chiefs, and the Astros probably will be in the postseason.
Pat Mahomes, Offensive Player of the Week.
October 20th, you're at the Colts.
No slouch.
And the Astros will probably be in, still be in the postseason. So the kind of the comparison of the two, if you go 2-2 and then you struggle there, and the Astros will win a World Championship, it's just going to be awkward for the Texans.
And Bill O'Brien has said it. Got to do their part. And they have a major, major opportunity right now with all the stuff going on with their opponents in the next couple of days. So it's something to keep an eye on. But the one thing is for certain, as much as things change, the more they stay the same, because the Houston Astros, full-strength lineup, they look like they're ready to make a run. And we could be talking about another championship here in H-Town. Landry Locker, John Lopez, Figgy Fig with you. It is In the Loop. Let's go play a game of Think No Fear. Houston Texans, Think No Fear, heading into the game against the Chargers. We're going to lay it out. We're going to play it. You can play as well. 713-572-4610 if you want to get in. World famous Think No Fear next.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.